Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: كم من صائم ليس له من صيامه إلا الجوع والظمأ، وكم من قائم ليس له من قيامه إلا السهر والعناء، حبذا نوم الأكياس وإفطارهم.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam said, "There is many a person who fasts, whose fast is nothing but just hunger and thirst, and many an offerer of prayers, whose prayer is no better than wakefulness and hardship. The sleep as well as the eating and drinking of the intelligent, God-knowing person is far better."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So, dear friends, what a beautiful persona to be speaking about the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Dear friends, we find that there are so many different aspects of the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam that one can take as a role model. Of course, over the various different programs that we have had on the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, there are so many things that we have spoken about, whether it was the courage of Imam Ali alayhi salam, his bravery, his piety, his taqwa, his altruism, his generosity, his charity, being the lion of Allah in the battlefield, but at the same time being, you know, one of the most humble ascetic people, right, that the world has ever seen. His simple lifestyle, his humble demeanor but again his fierceness in fighting the enemies of Allah and those who wanted to rebel against the Almighty Allah. So all in all, this amazing personality, which is so comprehensive, and it seems to have these kind of opposites come together in a harmonious balance. Of course, we have said in many of our previous programs that it can very easily and comfortably be said that Imam Ali alayhi salam was and is the living miracle of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. In the fact that, you know, the teachings of the Quran, the teachings of the Seerah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam are all embodied and encompassed in the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now, in order to, because saying these things is all good and well and everything seems to be hunky-dory, but in reality, we find that the Muslim Ummah decided to sideline Imam Ali alayhi salam right after the passing away and the demise and according to some traditions, the Shahada of the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now, it seems like this was something which was clear to the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, meaning that they probably had a feeling that this was going to happen if they didn't have certain knowledge that this was going to happen. But of course, even for a, you know, fairly regular human being who is in regular contact with all these different kind of people, I mean, I'm sure that the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, would have picked up on signals which were being given off by the munafiqeen, by the hypocrites, by the enemies, you know, that showed that they are going to commit some sort of treachery vis-a-vis Imam Ali alayhi salam. And so in order to prevent this from happening, we find that the Messenger of Allah on countless occasions has put forth many different traditions talking about, you know, the virtues and the excellence of Imam Ali alayhi salam. In this one instance, we find that the Holy Prophet says, "Whoever believes in me, the Holy Prophet, and what has been revealed to me, the Holy Prophet, but is the enemy of Ali, he is lying and has no faith." It's such an amazing tradition here, talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, to the extent where if one is an enemy of Imam Ali, then they are actually lying because they have no faith. So you have an individual who comes and he says, "I have faith, I have iman, you know, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah," and they say that they have belief and they say that they are Muslims and they believe in the Holy Quran and they believe in everything that has been revealed to the Messenger of Allah, but they have enmity towards Ali, then they are lying. Now, it makes sense, right? How can you believe in everything that was revealed to the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, and say that you have complete iman, but you have hate for Imam Ali alayhi salam? The love for Imam Ali and the obedience to Imam Ali and the wilayat of Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, was something and is something that was revealed to the Messenger of Allah. And so again, the Holy Prophet giving so much emphasis on the on Imam Ali to the point where he has equated it to having faith or not having faith. But why? Of course, as we have said, and we will continue to say, this why is so that people learn from the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And not only do they learn from this persona, they act upon this universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And so if you want to have true faith and you want to have real faith and honest faith and sincere faith, then the only way to do so is the love and the obedience to Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. A very beautiful and profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of none other than Imam Ali alayhi salam. تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا
أسعد حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبيب لها ولا راغي
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In this program I would like to talk about Amir al-Mu'mineen not that much from the historical point of view but I would like to share with you some of his words about himself in Nahj al-Balagha Ali in the words of Ali There is a khutbah in Nahj al-Balagha khutbah number 3 very powerful very sensitive where he actually lays down the reason why he has accepted this and what is his mandate that's where he says that you know I knew this was my right from day one but I was deprived and after 25 years people came back to him and there he says I have only accepted it because unlike the case of Saqifa now I have the support of the people so I don't have an excuse on the day of Qiyamah to say to Allah that oh people were not there with me And number two, he says, because Allah has taken a pledge on people like me that I'm not allowed to be indifferent when I see the ummah divided between the oppressors and the oppressed. He went right in the beginning where he says, أَمَّا وَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ تَقَمَّصَهَا إِبْنَ أَبِي قَحَافَ وَإِنَّهُ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُ أَنَّ مَحَلِّ مِنْهَا مَحَلَّ الْقُطُبِ مِنَ الرُّحَى He uses the word تَقَمَّصَ. تَقَمَّصَ is from قَمِيس. تَقَمَّصَ means to put on the shirt. It's a verb form here now. And so Amir al-Mu'mineen says that by Allah, Ibn Abi Qahafa, referring to the first Khalifa, لَقَدْ تَقَمَّسَهَا He put on the shirt of Khilafat while he knew it didn't fit him. It didn't fit those who were before. And the way Khilafat fits to him, he describes, he says, he knew, while he knew that my position to Khilafat is the position of the axis in relation to the handmill. The problem is, you know, this generation doesn't know what is a handmill. They have grinders at home, you know, all electrical. But just about 50 years ago, if people wanted to grind things, they would have this handmill at home. And this is how you get flour and other things. But for those two stones to work together, you needed a pole in the middle and the stone at the top will have a hole in there which you will fix on it and then you will be able to move the stone on the top over the bottom otherwise they will not really go together it will not work properly it will fall off and this is what Amir al-Mu'mineen says if you look at Khilafat if that handmill is the Khilafat that pole in between That's the Qutb, and that's me. The system of leadership and Khilafat of Islam, he says, I am there, in middle there. If you don't have it that, the system will not work properly. And this is where he says, and then, you know, after describing that, I am the central part of the system of Khilafat. Without me, it will not work.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.